Hey friends, let's go back to the 90s with our new book, Mixtape Theology, 90s Christian Edition. It's part devotional, part retrospective, and all awesome. Rediscover the wonder of songs like The Great Adventure and Jesus Freak as you uncover their spiritual significance. But you know, we couldn't just give you a book without some 90s Christian cheese. We've included some original comics and hilarious retrospectives. Michael Tate of Newsboys and DC Talk calls Mixtape Theology the ultimate nostalgic throwback, and Michael W. Smith calls it a great read. Mixtape Theology will have you falling in love with these songs and the gospel all over again. It's nostalgia served with a side of renewed faith, and it's available now at Amazon and Walmart.com. Now, back to the podcast.
How do you walk in the light when there is so much darkness out there?
Hello, welcome to Mixtape Theology. I'm glad you're here to watch this Mixtape Theology vlog. And here at Mixtape Theology, we look at our favorite 90s contemporary Christian music, dig into the lyrics of some of our favorite songs, look at the biblical meanings behind those songs, as well as poke fun at some of the culture from back then. Today, I have a special guest with me, as you can see, my dear friend, Mr. Bildad Michelle from Haiti. Yay! If you didn't already know, we have been celebrating the 25th anniversary of the iconic DC Talk album, Jesus Freak. In that album, on that album, there was a fantastic song I want to talk about, In the Light. And so today we're going to discuss that song. And if you remember those lyrics, they go like this. I keep trying to find the light on my own apart from you. I'm the king of excuses. I've got one for every selfish thing I do. Tell me what's going on inside of me. I despise my own behavior. This only serves to confirm my suspicion that I'm still a man in need of a savior. I want to be in the light as you
are. 2 hours later.
All I want is to be in the light. All right, you can dance better than me. Well, God's word is clear that we are to be in the light as he is in the light.
Yes, amen.
If we look in the book of John, John talks a lot about Jesus being the light, him coming into the darkness. Even verse 5 of chapter 1, the darkness can't overcome the light. We know Jesus being the light. We think about verses 6 through 8, it says that we testify to the light. And even in John 1, 9 through 13, he is our light. And so you think about a dark room and you bring a candle in that light, boy, it just lights up the entire room. Later in 1 John chapter 1, John says this, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. I invited Bildad here today because really he's experienced a lot of challenges in his life. There's actually a book, Be the Donkey, and this is a new release, and it chronicles a lot of Bildad's story. It's written by a dear friend of ours, Kim Reed Bracey Johnson. And I know, Bildad, in your life, growing up in Haiti, there were times when you were literally in darkness because you had no electricity, or you were very hungry because you had no food, or you're living in a country where voodoo is the main religion, a very dark religion, or you experienced that earthquake. Man, that is some tough stuff. But I'm here to tell you, Bildad is here to tell you, that our situation and our struggles do not dictate whether or not we walk in the light. Bildad, with all you faced in your life, how in the world do you continue to walk in the light?
Psalm 27, the first verse, they said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who should I fear? So, like, you know, grow up in Haiti, I know, just like Paul said in the Bible, I know what it is to have, like, plenty, and then I also know what it is to have little. But in every situation, I choose to be content. As Christian today, like, in order to live in the light, you have to know you has the light, because the Bible calls us to be the light. Mm. So the Bible calls us to be the light, and he is the light too. It's kind of like we has his ambassador on this earth. We have to be the light. So grew up in Haiti, I remember like when we didn't have any electricity, but whenever the government give the electricity for like 2 hours a day, like sometimes.
2 hours a day.
2 hours a day, sometimes. Sometimes. Like sometimes we spend like months do not have it. We as little kids, we were so happy. So when they give the light, everybody's like, yes, your bike won. Like in Haitian, like Creole language, said like, yes, they give the lights. And then, so with those 2 little hours, we could see each other. Everybody could see each other. And I was like thinking about that. So with that little light we used to have in that village, and that brings so much joy. We as Christians, that's the type of joy we have to bring to this world, because God called us to be the light. And I know, you know, like my situation in Haiti was like really hard. And I do understand, like when Jesus went for 40 days without food, I didn't go that far without food. But I understand what hunger means. I understand what do not have anything is. But in spite of all those things, I don't live for them. I live to glorify God. So either if I have plenty, either if I have little, but as Christian, God calls us to be the light. And as Christian, God calls us to be really content.
You know, walking in the light is essentially, if Jesus is the light in the darkness of this world, walking in the light is walking in Jesus every day. That's where we find that peace, no matter our situation, is being in Christ.
So I think about that too. It's almost like we're the light and Jesus is the gas that filled us up all the time. So that means if we have Jesus in us and Jesus is in us, so no matter where we are, no matter like even if it is 2020, even if it is like COVID, even if it's like what's going on out there, please don't be discouraged. So God is using those hardship to shape you as a Christian and to bring character into you. Because, you know, even the Bible says that like all those adversity and all those like things that happening, they give us weak as Christian character, the type of character that we have to be the light to the darkness world.
Yeah. And as we walk in the light, just walk in Jesus every day. I'm so glad that you're here with us, and we will see you again soon at Mixtape Theology.
The Mixtape Theology podcast is part of the NRT Podcast Network. Find more Christian music-related podcasts at newreleasetoday.com.